peppermint flavors? Does anybody know?
Yes, bad junk.
On peppermint taste.
Tom's peppermint flavor?
More or less.
More or less peppermint.
One thing that they used to use, I know in the 18th century, and certainly in any coastal areas, they used to use brown crab claws for acid indigestion. And it's basically just the sort of the lime calcium carbonate.
Yeah, if you can get a chunk of calcium or magnesium into you, even one, that usually relieves gas.
During medicine, it comes to a plant pride, this everybody gets tagamet now for their ulcers. It's the number one selling medicine. That's a derivative of a licorice type.
From Gulf Horizon?
The second ulcer medicine, carafate, is also a plant product.
But tagamet is from licorice. And what's that?
Carafate, it just coats your stomach.
Carafate for ulcers is from?
I don't recall the plant, but again, the.
Carafate is not a plant. Oh, somebody was saying that people are investigating plants, but I think they've been doing that for a long time, but in Central America, well, Panama on down, okay, they're really destroying those forests at a rapid rate. One study I read said that they're killing off species at the rate of one species every 20 seconds. And a lot of these plant species have medicinal properties, and even in some areas, you have to find a really old Indian who knows these, and in some areas, nobody knows them. Okay, and so everybody from the army and everybody you can think of is trying to, who has anything to do with medicine, is sending researchers in trying to find out what these plants are before it's too late. Okay. And it's already too late for a lot of them. They're just finished and we'll never get to use them because there aren't any.
Why are they being destroyed?
They're cutting down forests so they can grow cattle mostly, so you can have Wendy's hamburgers.
Yeah.
Oh, where's the beef?
I've noticed that if you go into a restaurant and overeat, if you eat some parsley, it seems to relieve that force.
Yeah. Okay, so there's something else for gas, it's parsley. Mm-hmm. If you eat a lot of garlic, some people use parsley as a breath freshener.
Yeah.
All that chlorophyll in it. Remember chlorophyll was very big quite a few years back as a breath freshener, so.
Is there anything you can take with a garlic capsule to keep you from burning up that garlic taste?
Try some parsley.
Okay.
Some people who eat the garlic and garlic capsules just automatically eat some parsley out of them.
Do you swallow it?
Yeah, eat it. Don't just chew it. Yeah, eat it. Swallow it down. Parsley is strong, but it's not really nasty. Fresh parsley.
Yeah, me too. I'm crazy.
Are garlic capsules really good for high blood pressure?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
French farmers feed their horses garlic all the time. Their horses live longer than any horses in the world. Yeah, all of the onions and even chives and all the garlic are supposed to be real good for high blood pressure and reducing cholesterol. Even if you eat fried onions. A lot of this research comes out of Australia, but there's still regular people down here. Even if you eat fried onions, those onions will help reduce the cholesterol, lowers your cholesterol levels. But I think you don't have to eat them fried.
If you have pneumonia or high fever, you can put woolen socks on and put a slice of garlic in your socks.
Yeah.
It goes into your system. And if you can still be kissing sweet.
That's what Dr. Christopher does.
Yes, garlic in your socks.
Put garlic in your socks, in your wool socks, if you have pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
So wool will defeat sweat, so it absorbs.
But she said, and you can still be kissing sweet, but I've heard that if you do that, you can taste the garlic in a matter of a couple of minutes. Maybe nobody else. Just
maybe.
That would be MSO, you can sure taste.
No, you sure don't. You know what wants to kiss you.
Yeah, right. She said she has, well, in the movie, the fellow said, you know,
this one thing would cure, you know, bad smelling feet. Mm-hmm. He said if you take just the brush sage, the what they used to call tumbleweed, just regular sage, and you boil it, and to get it as hot as you can stand it, and stick your feet in it, and he said you'll never have odoriferous feet again.
Sage is charming.
First, you have to go out west before.
They tumble by you. I think our sage would work because it's a germ killer.
Yes. Garlic is real antiseptic too. Sage is antiseptic.
You know, you can have a cut place that got infection in it and it's starting to turn gangrene, streaks are starting up your arm or your leg. You could take iodine and make a ring clear around above it, around your arm or your leg, wherever it is, and that stops that streak from coming any farther.
Oh, did you have to cut the skin or just around, just on the outside?
But, well, you make the streak, the ring around your arm or your leg, wherever it is, but you make it above that streak that's starting up from that sore.
But you don't have to cut the skin.
Onions work good for that, too. Onions.
And that stops the streak from coming up any farther.
I have one more question I want to ask you. Did your mother ever give you turpentine or kerosene to drink?
Yes.
For what?
For
sugar. If you don't try that today, okay?
No, because kerosene, not the same.
Before turpentine, just straight from the trees, you could get away with that. But today, distillation and the turpentine, it will kill you. People kill, I don't know anybody who's killed a child, but people have killed dogs trying to get them present day turpentine for worms. So some of these old techniques you don't want to use at all today.
What's good for croup?
Not kerosene and sugar. The best thing that I know for cough is not one that was in West Virginia when a lot of people were young, and it's coltsfoot that was first found in West Virginia in 1933, so it's only been here 51 years. It's been used for coughs since before Egyptian times. It was old during Egyptian writing. So it's the big brown leaf plant you see along roads. You don't want to gather it along the roads because it has too much lead in it there and other nasty things. But it's the little yellow dandelion-like flower you see in the very early spring along the road then. First flower you see blooming in the spring. It looks very much like a dandelion, except it has little leaves along the stalk, and that's where the name comes from.
What was the name?
Coltsfoot. It's a big round leaf. It can be this big or bigger in good soil. Coltsfoot. And
I would make a tea out of that.
And if it's a real young child, you can put it in the milk too.
I would think that pleurisy root would be good for that. That's also called butterfly weed, if you heard it called that. It's a kind of milkweed.
Coltsfoot is probably a lot safer than pleurisy root, especially for babies. I don't know if I give babies butterfly weed.
Mustard plastered on flannel cloth was what was a very favorite.
Traditional.
Or onion.
Cook it right out of that. Well, this has been really, really enjoyable, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for coming. And I hope that you all come back next week when the topic will be...
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow night is the fourth. Mr. Lannan will be here as the guest of honor, and we'll have four woodworkers here to discuss their work too. Thank you all very much.